I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Atlanta branch of the NAACP says they give a failing grade to the new contextual markers installed recently at Confederate monuments around the city. In a letter to the Atlanta City Council, branch president Richard Rose said the language on the markers does not counter the notion of white supremacy and doesn't explain why the monuments were built. Atlanta History Center Vice President Kalinda Lee wrote the script for the markers at Piedmont Park. She says they're intended to provide information so readers can discern for themselves the intentions of those who installed the monuments. The markers were suggested as a way to address the controversy surrounding the city's Confederate monuments, which cannot be removed under state law. Additional contextual markers will be installed at Oakland Cemetery around the Lion of Atlanta and the Confederate Obelisk in the coming weeks. Days after accused billionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein took his own life in a New York City jail cell, information about a similar case in Macon has surfaced. An inmate being held in an isolation cell hanged himself while two deputies and a nurse on duty at the time failed to follow the institution's monitoring policy. According to an internal affairs investigation by the Bibb County Sheriff's Office, the two deputies doctored records indicating they did conduct required hourly inmate checks. The two deputies have since resigned. The nurse on duty was fired. Savannah is trying a new way to keep storm drains from clogging, having volunteers adopt a drain. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
Savannah is famous for its tree-lined streets, but all the trees and Spanish moss also make for a lot of debris, which can clog stormwater drains and damage water quality. So the volunteer Savannah Trash Warriors and the civic technology group Open Savannah pitched an idea. Let residents adopt their local drain and keep it clear. Laura Walker with the City of Savannah says stormwater crews will be happy to have the help.
It's just been awesome to see that those two issues are at the forefront of our citizens and they're willing to go out and take their time to do something about it.
The groups debuted a prototype of their app last night. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced Wednesday the city has reached its goal of $50 million for its Home First initiative. The money will help create 550 units of permanent supportive housing for homeless people. H. Palmer Proctor is with Ameris Bank, who gave the final donation to help the city reach its goal.
We exist to make dreams of others come true, whether that's an entrepreneurial effort or a dream vacation. And chronic homelessness is a threat to those dreams.
The Home First initiative first started in spring of 2018. Mayor Bottom says homelessness in Atlanta has decreased nearly 50% in the last decade. Well, a Douglas County sheriff's deputy is in trouble with the law, accused of drug possession and providing alcohol to three people under the age of 21. 23-year-old Deputy David Tyler Gibson was arrested twice last week on several drug charges, possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And in sports, the Atlanta Falcons play a preseason game against the Washington Redskins tonight at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Kickoff is at 7:30 p.m. The regular season gets underway on September 8th when Atlanta travels to Minnesota to play the Vikings. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.